Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. So it looks like we're making patronage great again. Story over at the Washington Post reported today that the Trump administration, that Trump has an executive order, evidently, that's going to end the civil service hiring process for administrative law judges. Now, these are the people who, they do a lot of things, but you know, mostly Social Security. They primarily work for the Social Security Administration, and they're the folks who decide whether, you know, you get Social Security or you don't. And I got to tell you, this is big. This is big because you've got now Trump turning what was a boring bureaucratic department of, you know, based on facts and people with qualifications into something that's purely ideological. So basically, if you're a 20-year-old staffer who worked on a campaign and you got coffee and you did that stuff, but you watched an episode of Judge Judy, bang, you're qualified. I mean, if it's not bad enough that he's packing the federal bench and the Supreme Court, now this. And I got to tell you, this is trouble ahead, and which is why right now is where we got to start pushing back, which is why I've asked Max Richmond to come talk with us. He's president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Max, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for shining a spotlight on this. You know, we've had so much attention paid on, and rightly so, Supreme Court nomination. This is under the radar. There are about 1,900 administrative law judges. About 85% deal with Social Security hearings, disability claims, and the rest deal with a whole variety of issues dealing with water safety, any agency issues that must be heard by administrative law judge. And now we're going to be clearly with this executive order that was signed on Tuesday. It's an effort to politicize, and you put it very well, make patronage great again. I think that's what this is all about.
And it's also about loyalty. I mean, you come back to this idea, you know, the whole idea of patronage is to hold your people accountable and all of the, not accountable to we the people, but accountable to Trump. And to me, that's a scary thing, because when you start taking what should be a boring agency of people who are highly qualified and make rulings based on what's the law and what's in front of them, when you throw that out, you have a society of chaos.
You know, that's absolutely correct. The basic thrust of this executive order is to transform administrative law judges from civil servants, who, by the way, have to go through rigorous examinations and education to qualify for these jobs. That they're going to be transformed from something that's competitive to essentially political appointees. And that should scare the heck out of everybody.
But here's the thing, and this is where, you know, I come back to the ideology of the Republican Party is to destroy government. It's to tear things down. It's to destroy faith in institution. So when I look at this, I have to be completely upfront. This is very predictable, and what I would expect from the Republicans and from this administration.
You know, the practice of having career civil servants make determinations based on merit has been in place since 1947, and it's worked pretty well. Now, with this executive order, we're going to see decisions made about whether someone qualifies for Social Security disability based on politics. And we know that this administration and this Republican-controlled Congress don't have the highest regards for these programs. They've been trying to cut them for quite a long time. And this is just another way that that can be accomplished.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because, you know, there's one of a couple of ways of looking at this. I think there's the one way that you have Republicans who, we need to kick these lazy people off of the rolls. So get them back to work. No Social Security for you, Granny. There's part of me that goes, you know, they're just figuring out ways to make sure that people don't get the benefits that they're entitled to. And then there's the other part that goes, and the much more cynical part of me that goes, Exhibit A, Your Honor, voter registration card. They're registered Democrats. Nothing for them. So I know I shouldn't be that cynical, but I can't help but looking at this administration, feeling that that's the inevitable place we end up at the end of this road.
You know, I don't blame you at all for being cynical. You know, we've seen the track record of this administration, but this is really one of the more insidious efforts to attack Social Security and a lot of other programs. It's not over, though. It's my understanding that just today, Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, John Larson of Connecticut, David Cicilline of Rhode Island, they have approached the House Rules Committee. They're going to try their level best to add an amendment to an appropriations bill next week that will prohibit any funds that to be used to implement this new executive order. Now, they're in the minority. And so just as this we're seeing with the Supreme Court, you kind of majority rules. But I think if enough people find out about this, I think that there could be enough pushback that this could be stopped. And it's our hope, and that's why I'm so happy to have a chance to talk to your listeners. People should call their congressmen and their senators and say, you know, we want fair, objective, qualified administrative law judges making these determinations. We don't want someone appointed based on their political proclivity and their ideology to decide whether someone should be getting a disability claim approved or not.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, the administrative law judges also do a lot of work with the NLRB. So, you know, there was part of me that looked at this from a labor perspective. And maybe you can address this a little bit because, you know, the fact that you have these judges who could quite possibly rule against an employer, and that we can't have that. We can't have an agency that's actually going to stick up for workers. It seems to me that that could be part of this, or it's just, you know, the absolute blind faith hatred in government as a whole, and the Trump believing solely in his ability to do everything all at once.
Well, it is, you know, as about 85% of these roughly 1,900 administrative law judges deal with Social Security issues. But many of them, hundreds of them, deal with labor issues, environmental issues, any program where there is an appeal from an action by a government agency. That would most likely be handled by an administrative law judge. So we're going to see the impact if this happens. And I'm going to be clear, this isn't going to happen. It's not going to be an complete overhaul.
Right.
Current administrative law judges will be retained unless they can be disciplined for some cause. But people who are brought on over time as those people retire would be covered under this new executive order. But it is a long-term, and that's the way we've got to look at it. We've got to look at it in the long-term, and what is this going to mean for labor issues, environmental issues, work safety issues? All of these things have some guidance currently through the administrative law system, and it's going to become overwhelmingly political. It should scare everybody.
It should, but here's the other part of this that frightens me, and the political part is one thing. As I was looking at the last series of executive orders attacking federal government workers and their unions and their ability to protect themselves, this administration wants to hire and fire people at will. They want at-will employment for everyone across the board. And I look at these administrative law judges and go, as you were just talking about, you know, they're going to be able to retain their jobs unless they do something. And immediately my mind goes to, you know, they've already set the groundwork where they can fire anybody they want. So conceivably, they could wipe out all of them and privatize the whole thing and end up with, you know, the Supreme Court just ruled on the Epic Systems cases where, you know, mandatory forced arbitration, we could end up having this stuff in private arbiter hands.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the worst case scenario. And it is not totally unrealistic. I think you're right on. I think these, for decades now, the administrative law judges have protected us against partisanship, cronyism. This executive order will end, over time, the long-standing use of substantive competency-based criteria to select administrative law judges. And White House will be appointing judges who I have no doubt would be hostile to claims of discrimination, to resolve workplace discrimination cases, disability cases, and Social Security claims. So this is this could have a dramatic impact. And as I said, it doesn't have as much pizzazz as a Supreme Court appointment or the firing and hiring of an FBI director. But it is very insidious. It's going to have a long-term impact on our country. And we need to do everything we can to stop it. It can be stopped.
No, I'm right there with you. This is where you
cry out.
Yeah, this is where every day you make your laundry list, you call your congressman. It's almost, for a lot of people that I talk to, it's like a daily ritual. They talk to their congresspeople more than they talk to their spouses. But, you know, here's the thing, and this is where I come back to this decision and where this could take us. Because, you know, I sit here, you know, I'm 51. I sit here and go, you know, I remember when I was, you know, younger, I could never have imagined that these kind of attacks would be happening on our institutions, on Social Security, on Medicare, on all of this. And, I think back to, you know, having read a quote that Eisenhower wrote to his brother in a letter saying, you know, anybody who would be against Social Security or labor laws or the Farm Bill, they'd never be heard from again in our political history. There are a couple of them, but their numbers are negligible and they're stupid. And somehow stupid is running our government.
Yeah, well, you really get down to the heart of it there. This new appointment process under this executive order will deny members of the public, I think that's where you're coming from, the due process and fair hearings that they deserve. And instead, they will be faced with an agency, administrative law judges, that is composed of insiders, political loyalists who have a job for which they may not even be qualified, but they feel indebted because they were hired because of their contact.
Yeah, look at that guy in Alabama. Trump was going to put a guy on a federal bench in Alabama who had never even stepped in a courtroom, never tried a case. He had a law degree, but had never actually been in a courtroom, had never actually tried a case, had absolutely no qualifications whatsoever. In fact, didn't even understand the process. And his name was thrown out as someone to sit on a federal bench with a lifetime appointment. So would it surprise anybody that they'd put a couple of political hacks into deciding if an injured person gets Social Security? Absolutely not. Last question I've got for you, Max, and this is kind of one of those personal things. You know, you're a little bit older than I am. You've been around this game a long time. You know, did you ever imagine we would be in this place, this polarized, this divided, especially on something that used to unite us like Social Security?
Never. Absolutely not. Never. Even in the darkest days of under previous administrations, whether it was Bush or Clinton Bush, the first President Bush or Obama, I don't know if you watched the hearing yesterday of the
I did.
FBI. I mean,
disgrace.
You remember during the Joe McCarthy hearings when finally someone said, "Have you no decency?"
But I watched it.
Yeah, this Congress, through the actions of this particular committee, cries out for some decency, and it's really not there. And we've got a big election coming up.
Yep.
A lot of this can be changed.
Throw the bums out.
With the right people in the right offices.
Good stuff. Max, I appreciate the time, the thoughts. Good on you, and we're going to keep pushing this. And as this continues, we'd love to have you come back and tell us what's going on and how we can help.
Thank you for your passion.
Good stuff. Max Rickman, president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. You can check out their website, ncpssm.com.